Miss Tobias spoke. Miss Pye was taken back to Reigate in our carriage. Davy, our coachman, conveyed her to the house of her mother and her aunt, good people who truly love her, and who had wondered for a long time if they would ever see her again. And Jack Hawk, the captain's servant? Miss Tobias smiled. Oh, he took himself off with remarkable speed once it was made plain to him that staying would do no good at all. And where is Arthur Winbright? And where Frederick Littleworth? They were silent. Oh, ladies, what have you done?
The wind slowed, and the sorcerer looked upon his creation. She glided to the ground and stared out through vacant eyes.
Yes, very nice, said the sorcerer. The perfect woman. I've done it. They said it couldn't be done, but I've done it. I'll call her a Redhead. What a lovely name. And she will be the sweetest, kindest creature to ever walk the earth.
The door went cling-cling again, and a tall man in a dark suit came in. He was middle-aged and very handsome, I thought. There was something very proper and dignified about him. We only saw him from the back, but it was enough to form a pleasing impression.
I stand there, paralysed. Body and brain have blanked out, and then I'm running. The adrenaline rush has got me going at full speed. Sweat is pouring down, blurring my vision. This is not the sweat of a good workout, or from the heat, but the sort of sweat you wake up with after a nightmare. The sweat of terror.
Many musicians, both singers and instrumentalists, have what may be described as a love-hate relationship with Messiah. On the one hand, after performing it year in and year out, they may be growing bored with having to do it again. But on the other hand, it tends to be an easy gig, since after doing it a few times you get to know the notes. And if you haven't figured out the notes after the first four or five times, you're probably never going to get them.